Colorado has one of the best employment markets in the country, and by 2020, more than 70% of those jobs will require some type of advanced degree. But right now, there are not enough qualified workers to fill those positions. That's why the Colorado Department of Higher Education is rolling out a plan to address the problem. KUNC's Stephanie Daniels spoke with the group's executive director, Dr. Kim Hunter-Reed.
Last September, the Department of Higher Education released a master plan for post-secondary education. The goal of Colorado Rises, Advancing Education and Talent Development, is to have 66% of residents with a certificate, two-year or four-year degree by 2025. So why was this plan created?
Obviously, it's important that we make sure that we are focused on talent development for two urgent reasons. One, the knowledge economy is changing, so you need many more skills than before. The second piece of urgency we have is that our demographic is changing. So students who are least likely to complete high school, to enroll in college, or to complete college, those are the demographics that are growing in our state. Many more Hispanic students, but we're also concerned about our African American and our American Indian populations as well.
You brought up changing demographics, and one of the four goals of the plan focuses on erasing equity gaps. So what exactly does that mean, and what are you hoping to accomplish?
So when you think about Colorado by the numbers, we have the strongest economy in the country, second highest educational level in the country, but also the second highest equity gap in the country. The gap is measured by the white population that has an educational attainment level compared to the Hispanic population. But we also want to erase equity gaps because we know that our minority students and our low-income students tend to lag economically. They tend to lag educationally. So we have to have some intentionality around trying to ensure that more students and more students of color have all of the opportunities that are available to them.
So 56% of Coloradans already have some type of higher degree or certificate, and you want to raise that number to 66%. But what are the challenges?
Colorado is a state that is a low investment state in higher education, not unique in the United States, but we are one of the lowest in the country. And so if we do not ensure and protect the affordability of access to education, less students will be able to participate, no matter how academically prepared they are. We have to make sure also that individuals understand that the knowledge economy is different and the expectation for participation is different. So we've had conversations with communities of color. Some of them have talked about the importance of academic preparation for students, but we also have heard from individuals who said, why are you pushing college on my child? I didn't have to go. My grandparents didn't have to go. And so we have to respect and value where people are, but also move them to understand it's not your grandfather's a knowledge economy.
Right. So the knowledge economy is growing. And in 2012, the department began to measure increased education attainment. And then Colorado Rises was officially released last September as part of the strategic plan. So have you seen any results from the program yet?
We're continuing to trend in a positive way in terms of increased educational attainment. So Colorado certainly can continue to grow and reach our goal by importing amazing talent. We should not do that. We should support our homegrown talent. And so we're trying to make sure that there's opportunity for everyone and that all of our citizenry understands the importance of increased education and training because the economy is changing. And the expectation and the tools needed to participate are changing as well.
Dr. Kim Hunter-Reed is the executive director of the Department of Higher Education. She was talking about the state's plan to increase the number of people receiving higher education certificates and degrees. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.